This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rick, I just got nominated indirectly by John, our engineer, for best excuse of the year. Yes. Yesterday I called John Reagan early in the morning, and I said, John, I've got to go get our cows. They got out last night, and Mrs. Fennelli and I were chasing the cows through the woods and getting back, into the area where they were eating, where the grass was, and some of their babies were out, and so we think we got them all, but I've got to go get them this morning before they take off and start walking down the road, and there's 100 cows involved in this little project. And some of them are brand new. When they're just born, they're about the size of a full grown German Shepherd, and they may weigh about 100 pounds. And they're a little wobbly, and they're at risk of being attacked by predators. So we wanted to make sure we got them all to safety. And ultimately, we moved them. What we're doing is we have a neighbor who has a field that he wanted mowed down by the cows and cleaned up. So he had grass and we had the cows, and it's a great exchange. So we put a temporary fence up, an electric fence up, to keep the cows in a certain area. And his barbed wire fence and his other fence is just not strong enough to hold the cows, and big holes in it. Well, the cows got out of our electric fenced area, and they started walking around, and they were spread all over 150 acres. So Mrs. Fennelli and I were out at night trying to get the cows back, and we worked till late at night. And then yesterday morning, I needed to make sure that we had all the cows, and I wanted to move them to safety back on our farm, which is across the road. It took all day to do that, and I wanted to thank our good friend and senior instructor, John Reagan, for being at the front of the classroom yesterday and taking over for me, because without his help, I just flat out couldn't have done it, and we could have lost a whole bunch of cows. And, it's a real problem for us, because our life savings is on four legs.
Yeah.
It really is. So
you heard what happened in Texas, that one that Joey sent yesterday about the rancher who had a bull that got loose and they shot him.
Yeah, the cops shot
him. And then they shot the man.
Yeah, the cops shot the cops. Yeah, and I can see that kind of thing happening. I'll tell you why. When I'm out cattle farming, I'm armed with a .45. That particular rancher had a rifle, but his bull got out, and I think the cops decided that this bull was a threat, and they just shot the bull.
Do you realize how much that bull is worth, and how much effort that man put into his life to bring that bull to that place?
And these callous, careless cops who are out of control do those kinds of things. And I can see, and I literally can see, where a farmer can defend his property against these thugs, these cops who just, you know, kill with impunity. So how much is a bull? A good bull can cost $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. You know,
yeah.
If you think about it, if you think about, you know, the genetics, you can buy a really good bull and some, you know, a great bull for a lot of money, and then you can buy some cows that are pretty good, and you'll end up with a nice herd because half of the genetics come from the bull. Well, our bull is a really nice bull, and when you think about it, this guy's, you know, almost 2,000 pounds. He walks slowly. He's really nice. I mean, he could run us over and turn us into mincemeat anytime he wants. But, you know, after years of spending time with this bull, he's docile. He's nice. He knows who we are. He doesn't charge us. He's just like one of the cows. He's a great guy.
Yeah, well, this guy's bull got out just like yours did, and he was out rounding him up just like you were.
Yeah.
The difference was the police.
Right. Right, and that's why I was in a telephone conversation a few days ago with a guy, and I said we don't call 911. The last thing we want is the cops to show up, because absolutely nothing gets better in most circumstances when they show up.
I have a diverse question. What did you think about the police in Lebanon compared to the police in Kansas City? They're both
the police,
pushing,
okay,
you know, in their own ways. What did you see as different?
Okay, one of the differences I saw, the police in Lebanon, Missouri, where we had our Get Prepared Expo, really felt important. One of the guys was young, and he kind of felt that he could push his way around. It was his way because, well, heck, he is a cop. And he was going to tell us the way it was. And when I didn't like the fact that he was just showing up unannounced, he didn't buy a ticket, he just showed up and he was going to tell us the way it was going to be. And I explained to him that he could not be there when we consecrated the ground at 6 o'clock at night when we're having our sacred consecration. Well, he took exception to that. He called the city manager. The city manager told me how it was going to be, and they started a war. They literally started a war with us. So they're not our friends. These thugs are not our friends. Now how do I know this? Well, I know that young high school children, students, would go to McDonald's or Burger King or Arby's or one of the fast food joints after school, before school in Lebanon, Missouri. And the cops would come and chase them out. They would say, "Get out of here. You know, you guys can't be here." The cops would literally chase the students out of these fast food joints, you know, when they're in their cars just chatting. Well, my question is, so what are these students supposed to do? Well, in Lebanon,
it's... Isn't that what you and I did? Go to Lou's Hamburger Drive-In in our different vehicles in high school?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
So... Right. So the cops in Lebanon are, again, it's like this, the villagers versus the cops. Okay. And it's a hostile kind of a thing. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. Our son went to one of these fast food joints in Lebanon, Missouri, and he had a wheel bearing, fail on one of our classic cars. He went to, so he pulled into, and it was a McDonald's. He literally pulled into McDonald's many years ago, and he said, "I have a wheel bearing problem. My car is making this noise. Would it be okay if I left it here? I need to call my dad, and he's got a tow dolly, and he can come and pick it up. But I need to, can I make a phone call from here and, you know, use your phone to call him? And would it be okay if we left this antique car there for, you know, probably 4 hours while he comes and gets it?" And the manager said, "That'd be fine. You know, thanks for letting me know. Sure,
sure.
Glad to do it. Help my son make the call." And that's the way it should be, okay?
Oh,
and then as a result of that, the manager wasn't there when we got the car. But a couple days later, I pulled into the McDonald's and I asked for him and I just thanked him. I said, "That was really kind of you. That's so nice. I really appreciate, you know, you doing that." Well, you know, there's this relationship between the village and the merchants, and then the cops are in the way. You know, I can understand it if these students were doing something like doing burnouts in the McDonald's parking lot, but they're not doing that. That they're not causing a problem.
They just
it's
want a place
cops.
Where they can meet off campus and not at home.
Right. That's
something
exactly right.
Theirs.
That's exactly right. It's their forum.
Becoming independent and as an adult. And I watched the difference between the way that police worked. They were both heavy, you know, in terms of their presence. But
yes,
but there was a total difference in Kansas City police. I mean, a noticeable difference.
Yeah, they were encouraging commerce. They were there. The event that you were.
Two of them have sent me badges that I had asked for my father, my future possible father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He collects police badges. Thank you to others that have sent me badges. That's what he does. And in Lebanon, I never heard back from any of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I met with the mayor, and I met with the city manager. City manager is a hired gun in Lebanon, Missouri, and his job is to run the corporation. I mean, he's like the COO, chief operating officer of the corporation of the city of Lebanon. I'm not exaggerating. It is corporation. And I asked to meet with him and the fire chief and the police chief and the mayor. And what he did was he prevented anyone from meeting with me other than him. And so I subsequently had a meeting with the mayor, and I told the mayor I wanted to meet with him as I am the CEO of USAPrepares.com, comma, limited corporation, and he's the mayor of the city of Lebanon, Missouri corporation, and I wanted to meet with him, CEO to CEO, and explain what I saw and what I expected and what would they like to do about it. And they don't want to do anything about it. So we're not going back to Lebanon, Missouri. Literally. They've declared war on we the villagers and we the preparedness-minded
now
community.
Now they will become a tax burden, and then they will be voted out.
And here's what happened, Rick. Literally. You know, what's their big event? Their big event of the year is a garage sale. Literally, they have a garage sale in the Cowan Civic Center where we were. And they think that is the coolest thing. Well, that's nothing. I mean, that's a whole bunch of people bringing junk to sell it at tables inside the Cowan Civic Center.
What
that's
would
their...
have happened if Kansas City had turned out? I mean, you had a turnout like Kansas City did. There were almost 5,000 people there. What would that have done for your local economy and
It'd be
all
great.
The people locally there?
It'd be great. Well, you know, the city of Lebanon is interested in running the show rather than supporting business. They are in the way. The government of the city of Lebanon Corporation is in the way of commerce. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back. Georgia, Mississippi's on hold. We'll get your call right after these few short commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Richard Allen Miller is with us, DocRam, DocRam.com. Rick, we're going to take this call from George in just a second, but to finish up your question about Kansas City versus Lebanon preparedness expos and how the police behaved, what I did see with the Kansas City police, they were hired for that event, and one of them had a holster with his cell phone, and his cell phone was to, from his perspective, from the cop's perspective, his cell phone was to the right of the center line of his belt buckle. And the camera was facing forward. And when he sat down, his camera was aimed upward toward the people who were coming to the table to have their firearms tie-wrapped. So what I'm saying, and when he walked around, his cell phone camera was pointing at the faces and at the tables that he was visiting. So what I'm saying is, I don't know if he had his camera turned on, but he certainly had the ability to just hit the button and video everything.
Yeah.
However,
Grace wants to know when she's going to be able to get camel milk from you.
Well,
she wanted me to ask.
All right, let me tell you. my research tells me that, you know, it takes years for a camel to be able to have babies and produce milk, and a full grown camel is about $14,000 or $15,000 each. So the plan is not to spend that much on a camel. A baby camel, a small camel, is about $5,000. So I have to sell some cows and build some fence in order to raise these camels. And I want to make sure that when we do, that we protect them. I don't want one of these off-road, I'm sorry, on-road hunters, you know, to just stop his pickup truck, take his 30-30, and shoot this humpback deer that he thinks he's the biggest deer he's ever seen. I want to make sure that that doesn't happen. New variety of deer. Yeah. So I want to make sure that doesn't happen, and I need to, you know, make sure that the fence is right around
him. Have the camel be able to shoot back.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. You see, and that's, and when you talk about hunting, people say hunting is a sport where they take a .308 or a .30-06 or, and they're out there with a high-powered scope and a high-powered rifle, and they shoot an animal, they snipe, they think that's a sport, or they build a hideaway, or a tree stand, and, you know, they snipe. That, to me, that's not hunting. Now, that's not a sport, I should say. That's hunting. But a real sport would be going to tackle a deer, you know, with your bare hands. That's a sport. That's fair. No knife, no gun. Just run after it and catch it and tackle it. See who wins. George in Mississippi. George in Mississippi, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. I have a couple of questions. One for Vinny and one for Doc. Vincent, when you go to look at, I'm looking to buy some calves. What do I need to look for in them? And what kind of questions do I need to ask the breeder?
Is there a, you know, that's a tough question. I'm not trying to be evasive. I happen to like black cows. I happen to like black Angus. Why? Because that's what I started with. And I like the size of them. I like the fact that their legs aren't really, really long. They're less likely to break their legs. They're easier to handle. So for me, I like a 1,000-pound cow rather than a 1,500-pound cow. Now, if you talk to some other cattle farmers or cattle ranchers, they may say, well, if you have a head of cow, why not have a big one instead of a small one? Well, to me, they're harder to handle when they're, you know, 50% larger. So I like the black Angus, and there's this belief that black Angus has the, you know, the best taste, it's the best beef. I'm not sure that that's really true. I think it's an excellent marketing.
Stuart Anderson.
Yeah, I think it's excellence in marketing, but I don't know if it's any better. But our cows are black Angus. I look for a good shiny coat. I look for clear eyes. And I'm not sure I would buy a full-grown cow. I would, if I were, well, let's say it this way.
I'm looking for calves. I want to raise them.
Yeah, so why not buy some free weights, 300 pounds? 300 pounds, they'll cost you more per pound, but it's a great way to go, and then you can spend some time with them. And, you know, and maybe 2 years, get a nice bull and start your own herd. I mean, that's what we did. We started with 6 cows. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your
house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acids. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, DocRam.com. George in Mississippi is on the line with us. So, George, you know, you have to determine what kind of cows that you'd like. And for me, beef cows are where it's at. I really don't want to be tied down to milking, you know, every single day, you know, of the year. It's just, it's more than I can do. But, you know, then you need to find out what kind of cows you'd like. I just happen to like the Black Angus. And so when you go to buy cows, you ought to determine how much you want to spend, how many cows you want to buy. And if you want to start with some young heifers, I just checked the price in Springfield, Missouri. Young heifers, like in the 300-pound to 400-pound weight, are bringing $2.11 per pound to $2.19 per pound. So that they're weighed, and you buy them by the pound. And then, you know, you need to have a fence for them. You need to make sure that you've got grass for them. And you need to make sure you've got good, clean water for them, a place for them to get out of the wind, out of the rain. Now, out of the rain doesn't necessarily mean in a barn. What it really means is they need to get into a wooded area where the wind is not so strong and the rain doesn't beat down on directly. It's slowed down by the trees, and that they have a place to get out of the heat of the sun. And you need to make sure that you look out for their interests. You need to make sure that, you know, the area that they are going to be spending time in is safe, and there's no sharp objects that they get sliced up on and tangled in former barbed wire from the previous owner of a property, for example. You want to look at their eyes and make sure that they're bright and clear, that they're not runny, not bloodshot. No, you want to make sure that they're not coughing, and they cough the way we do, and that's an indication of pneumonia. You want to make sure their coat is glossy, and you want to make sure that they're not skin and bones when you go to buy them. And you want to make sure that their attitude, you know, that they're curious of you, that they're not really afraid of you, and that would be an indication that they've been maybe abused a little bit or more. So those are some of the things that I look for, and if I had the opportunity, I'd want to buy them from a farmer. I'd want to buy them directly from a farmer, because when you go to the auction, a cattle auction, the cows that are sold are the ones that aren't wanted for one reason or another. So if you can go directly to the farm and talk to the farmer and visit with the farmer a couple times and just look at the cows and see how they behave and see if the genetics are what you want and the disposition's what you want. I want cows that don't have birthing problems. I really don't want to have to pull out a cow, every time that we have a newborn. It's rough on everybody. I want to make sure that they're easy, they have babies easily. I want to make sure that they're pleasant to be around. I don't want to be threatened by the animals. I don't want to have cows that have horns, because a cow with horns can do a lot more damage to us than a cow that doesn't have horns. And I want to make sure that I protect them from people who don't want to behave nicely around my cows. So I want to make sure they're not frightened by people shooting from the road and causing them to be spooked. So those are the kinds of things that I look for. When you go to a farm, you know, look at how the farmer keeps up his farm. If it's a mess, he's probably not taking care of his cows. Those are just some of my random thoughts, George.
What about vaccinations?
Well, we do have LA 300, which is an antibiotic for if our cows get sick, we'll jab them with LA 300. We try not to vaccinate them, but most people here in Missouri vaccinate against blackleg and other diseases. We feel that if we keep the cows really healthy and we give them good grass and we give them minerals and supplements, that we can avoid a lot of the vaccines and a lot of the injections and the growth hormones that the other farmers use. So we try to do it naturally. And if you think about it, how did the cows get to this point prior to us starting the vaccinations? So if you give the cows a lot of grass and they're not standing in their poop and not standing in their pee, and they've got clean water, they'll be healthier, and you can probably avoid some of that. And that's what we do.
All right. I appreciate it. Now I have something for Dr. Rick. I live about 20 miles as a crow flies from NASA Test Center in South Mississippi, where they tested the Saturn V rockets and the space shuttle engines. And last night, I went outside because the dog was barking. I thought something was getting after the chickens. So I looked around, didn't see anything, and I looked in the sky back towards that way, and I saw a bunch of lights in the sky. I thought they were planes getting ready to come into the airport over here. But they stayed over that area, and they were kind of going back and forth and kind of crisscrossing each other, and then they would kind of stop, and then they would move. And there was about five or six of them, and they were just all staying in that general area. And I was wondering if he might know anything about any kind of craft like that.
There's, dots connected. Boeing is testing right now in Seattle a new, and there's a Boeing facility out near where you are also, by the way, part of the NASA thing. So I don't know if they're testing new aircraft and new propulsion systems like the magnetic monopole, but that would be my guess. Were these helicopter lights? What kind of lights were they?
They were red and white lights, and they were flashing.
You mean like a normal aircraft starboard light?
It didn't look like a strobe on a normal aircraft. They were.
Okay.
They weren't flexible.
Yeah, they might have been testing a new propulsion system. That would be what it would look like. Either that, or you're now having close encounters. same thing, probably. I don't know. Tennessee is a long way from home here, and I don't know what they're doing in that part of the country right now with aircraft. I know Boeing and several other have new concepts in propulsion systems that are being shaken down everywhere. And you'll see that on the Internet, different posts of people picking pictures of it, you know, here and there. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I could give you more data. Here I am.
Keesler Air Force Base is close over here, too, where they keep the hurricane hunters. And
oh, yes.
It looked like one of their planes kind of flew through there, and then they scattered a little bit, and then they came back together.
Probably dispersing him from a test area, maybe. Who knows?
Rick, I've got a question for you. George is thinking about buying cows and raising cows. Are there any concerns from the gases generated from those rocket engines, any of the pollutants that might come out of a rocket engine that might be overheating?
Some of that stuff nowadays is pretty clean in that sense of it, in terms of propellant byproducts. That's one of the things that jet engines are good for. They don't have a lot of toxins, kind of like a diesel. It smells bad, but it's not a bad thing kind of thing. I don't know, again, that's not my real area of expertise. I could research it, probably give a more educated, you know, response. Right now, I don't know. You know, the monopoles, for example, some of the new propulsion systems don't even have fuel explosion combustion situations. They're doing something completely different, like a helicopter. Helicopter will be beating air, but it's, you know, run off a combustion engine. They're now working with new concepts of engines that are not about combustion or breaking down fuel.
And also, have you heard anything about that meteor that's supposed to hit on the 14th? Any more information on that?
That's not a meteor, according to NASA. There you go. It's the 13th, actually. And it's supposed to hit up near in the ocean near Sri Lanka. It's coming in hard. It's large. They're trying to say it's from the 60s, an old Soyuz booster. I don't believe it. It is artificial because it has changed mass density, and that's impossible unless it's an artificial. So NASA is trying to say it's an old spent Soyuz rocket booster from Sputnik. But stay tuned on that.
Okay. appreciate it.
Well, I don't know, and I know NASA's not going to tell you the truth. So what do you think? You know, there are other dots that are creepy around that, with the United Nations saying, you know, on record saying that the world may go through a 12-day period of darkness because of a pass-by.
Hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I don't know what it means. I'm certain I won't know until it's actually happening. That's unfortunately the way it works.
Rick, what about those of us who, let's say this does happen. Let's say we do have some darkness for some period of time.
Well, that
I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying.
Big object.
Let's say we have some darkness. Is there the possibility that we would have a communications outage as well?
Well, I was going to say that for the weekend here. We had a Class 3 go off yesterday, and it will be here Friday or Saturday, and may drop several local regional grids. However, unknown. I had an interesting exercise from J.C. Cole challenging Matt. What would you store if you were given 17 hours, that's a coronal mass, takes about 17 hours to hit the Earth, and then we're not going to have the grid for 10 years. What would you, in that 17-hour do, 17-hour period, what would you do? I'll post that on Facebook, response on Facebook today. It was a good response from Matt on what he would do. You start with gas cans and pick lighters and the practical things that you take for granted, that you go down to the store and you replace all the toilet paper. That's a good one to store. Let, you know, things that you use every day that you take for granted in a just-in-time delivery system that is no longer going to be in place.
And now, hold that thought. Now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. George in Mississippi is with us. And, Rick, you mentioned, a solar flare. Well, there's a post on the Internet right now that the white, and I'm putting it on USA Prepares, it should be up in the next couple of minutes, that the White House is preparing for a catastrophic solar flare or flares, which could wipe out power around the world for months, bringing an end to modern civilization as we know it. Well, and you mentioned Matt Stein and what he would get ready, and I don't know the answer from Matt Stein, but you mentioned Bic lighters. Well, I would have to...
what are you going to do, go carry Flint? Good luck.
Yeah, and I would recommend matches, food, diesel, water, alternative energy, antibiotics, salt, vitamins, and minerals. Get the family together and alert the village. I mean, those are some of the first things I would do. Because if you don't,
your inventory is going to be the first red target on your body.
And if you don't alert the village, and you should have that network already built so you don't have to explain to them what's going on, but if you can alert the village with, a simple phone call to your neighbor saying, here's what's coming, get ready. If they're not ready, then they are going to be they're going to be dependent on us, and that's another problem. So get them to get ready on their own as quickly as they can. I think that's important.
Everybody needs to be able to carry their own weight and then work as a team. I watched a very cool movie last night called Eight Below about eight sled dogs that were left behind in Antarctica, and five of them survived. It was an interesting, interesting movie in the way they went into a pecking order for survival. And you could learn something from the behavior and the way they started working as a team to keep it together. Antarctica is not the Arctic. And there are little food available anywhere in one that couldn't break the chain, that they had been chained up to be left, couldn't break the chain. She died right there. Another one died from a type of bite from some creepy animals that live in Antarctica coming out of the hide of a whale. They were surviving. It's an interesting movie, Eight Below. I enjoyed it. A dog movie.
George, did you have any other thoughts or comments or questions for Rick Miller or me?
I just wanted to let you know, before I called in, I was trying to call into the listen line, and they hadn't. It was about a five-minute hold, and I still didn't get to listen. So
okay, and that was one of the announcements I need to make. I tried all of the listen lines, of which there are three for USAPrepares.com. Not one of them is working right now. So all of our listen lines seem to be down.
Is that because of the CME that's coming in right now, or what?
Rick, I don't know. I really don't know. But Mrs. Finelli,
CME due in Saturday and Friday, Saturday, and when it hits, it will drop some grids. It won't be a big one or a bad one. It was only a, but it will be.
The phone here has been ringing off the hook at the farm, and people our class are calling Mrs. Finelli and letting her know that the listen line is down. So George, you're absolutely right, and I wanted to share that with our class. And here's something that I've said to our meetup group over the last 5 years. I've said, you know, I don't know how long Vinny's going to be here. And so you need to prepare, and you need to get ready for an information vacuum. And I'm not saying that for any other reason than I believe it's going to happen. I believe that either I'm not going to be at the meetups for whatever reason. Maybe I just say I can't do it anymore. Or maybe the Springfield becomes so so oppressive I don't want to do it, and maybe no one else does either. Or maybe the internet goes down, or there's some failure that prevents us from having a meetup. Or radio. So you might want to make sure that you have some method of getting communications. You might want to consider a shortwave radio. But then that might not be available. I mean, that's just one more possibility.
Don Connor.
That may fail as well. So, George, hey, thank you so much for being with us. And Rick and I are going to be back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And we're going to continue this discussion. I'm Vince Finelli.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.